Wednesday, fifth week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with her questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels bearing spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that were on her mind. And Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from the king which he could not explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the sitting of his officials, and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his cupbearer, and his burnt offering which he offered at the house of the Lord, there were no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "The report was true, which I heard in my own land of your affairs and of your wisdom. But I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eye has seen it. And behold, the harp were not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity surpass the report which I heard. Happy are your wife, happy are these your servants, who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who hath delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, he hath made you king, that you may execute justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and a very great quantity of spices, and precious stone. Never again came such an abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to the king Solomon. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, verses 14 to 23. And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him. But the thing which come out of a man, what defile him?" And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him, since it enter not his heart, but his stomach, and so pass it on? Then he declared all food clean. And he said, "What come out of a man is what defile a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All the evil things come from within, and they defile a man." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The importance of wisdom. There are many who think that it is prudent to separate oneself from sinners because evil communication corrupts good manner. This result might happen, but not necessary to occur, since there was someone who lived near mud but didn't smell like mud. For example, Jesus compared himself as a doctor who is looking for the patient to heal them. Even though the scribe and the Pharisee thought he was a sinner because he made friends with tax collectors and prostitutes, the main thing that separates the writer from the sinner is that the writer had wisdom. The writer knows how to heal sinners and not to be affected by their sin. Today's reading illustrates two examples of wisdom. In the first reading, Queen Sheba traveled from afar to see King Solomon because she desired to listen to his wisdom. After being witness it, she confessed that he was wiser than the rumor about his wisdom. In the Gospel, Jesus denied the Jewish tradition who think people are defiled by not keeping the purification laws. He explained to his disciples that only the wickedness will come from inside defiled people. Second analysis, the first reading. The Lord loved Israel forever. He had made you king. Third point. Queen Sheba desired to listen to Solomon's wisdom. We already knew from the last Saturday first reading that Solomon's wisdom came from God because he prayed for it. The reputation spread far away that Queen from Sheba from Africa desired to be listened to his wisdom. She came with many questions to test his kingdom, and King Solomon solved all of her questions. After listening to him and witnessed all of his structure organizations, she confessed to him, "The report was true, which I heard in my own land of your affairs and of your kingdom, but I did not believe the report until I came and my own eyes had seen it. And behold, the harp was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity surpassed the report which I heard." Second point. The benefits which Solomon received from wisdom. Today, passage listed two benefits which were resulting from his wisdom. First, for himself, his reputation was spread far away. Queen Sheba paid him a homage with 120 talents of gold and a very great quantity of spices. Embracer stone, never again came such an abundance of spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Second, for his nation, the Queen praised him. "Happy are your wife, happy are these your servants who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, he has made you king, that you may execute justice and righteousness." Third, the characteristic of Solomon's wisdom. Based on Queen Sheba's prayer and Solomon's reign, we could recognize the characteristic of Solomon's wisdom. First, it comes from God. God is the God of everything and ultimate end of all. The wise man isn't pleased with some knowledge, but desire to find out the cause and the purpose of all things. To understand thee, people must come to God. To revere God is the beginning of all wisdom. The wise listen to God and acts according to God's teaching. Second, it lasts forever. The wise isn't pleased with temporal results, but desire to possess lasting results. King Solomon didn't ask for money, power, fame, or health, because he knew all these shall be passing like a shadow. He looked for the lasting wisdom because it helped him to solve all things. Third, it helps to improve relationship. The wise knows himself in relation to God, other and all creation. He knows to worship God instead of his creation. He knows how to avoid the sin by foreseeing its results and causes, and by carefully practicing God's law. Second, the gospel. People are confused between outside cleanness and inside righteousness. Third point, Jewish tradition about purification. They believe purification is important, not only for an outside sanitation, but also for inside purification, which is necessary to offer offering to God. For example, if a priest touches a dead body, he is no longer clean to offer offering. Eating unclean food defiles the whole body. Second point, Jesus' teaching on holiness. Third, Jesus differentiated between outside dirtiness and inside wickedness. Jesus explained, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him. But the things which come out of a man are what defile him. Sin it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and so pass it on." Mark carefully you to read now, cardia for heart and coelia for stomach. The unclean food cannot defile people because it cannot enter people's heart or mind. It can only enter their stomach and will expel the outside to people's intestine. Unclean food can cause sickness in body, not moral sin. Second, inside wickedness causes more damage for people. Jesus continued, "What come out of a man is what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thought, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All the evil things come from within, and they defile a man." Jesus warned them that God, who understands all thought in their mind, they cannot deceive him by their shallow observation of outside purification laws. Many times in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God said to people that the offering he referred, not expensive offering or ceremony, but a repentant mind and a heart that wants to do God's will. Jesus' explanation reserved the value which they held for a long time. They were angry because Jesus invalidated their purification law. It is very difficult for them to accept Jesus' explanation because many of them were ready to die for the Lord. For example, the Maccabees' seven brothers accepted death instead of eating swine meat, the unclean animal. Application in life. We must ask God to give us Solomon's wisdom so that we know how to judge and to make proper decisions in our life. What devoured aren't food and vitamins or making friends with sinners, but our bad desire and deeds. We can deceive God. We understand everything that happened in our mind by outside ceremony and shallow observation of laws. Amen.